expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Wow. Don't touch the mic. Turn it down.
Good. Oh, slow there.
I can tell Terry's been at the phone here. It's or that the mic is totally cranked up.
I don't know what that means.
I think it means that there could be a hearing loss problem.
Well, some of us, as we get older, we've got issues.
I'm never getting older. I'm not going to happen.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
Boom.
Boom. Now you'll have hearing issues.
Sorry. Today is Sunday once again, June 28th, 2020. And my name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy talking, or lifting, I'm sorry.
Good morning. Yeah, when I get a chance, I can do some talking as well, and good morning to Ashley in there.
Yeah,
good
morning. There you go.
She's all happy in there.
She's a happy, happy, happy.
I'm caffeinated today.
She's, me too.
She's caffeinated.
There's a coffee shop down off of Airport.
Yeah.
And Black Rose.
Ooh.
And they're some of my favorites.
Didn't know there was one.
A lot of great coffees, and I'm at the point now where I can just pull up and go, surprise me, and they're like, I got you covered.
Do you, when you scratch your head, does it tingle?
No, not at the moment.
She's got happy.
She's not medicated quite enough yet,
but she
will be.
She's got happy.
She has a half a cup left. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson again. And we've got Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal, as usual.
Good morning.
And so I'm not going to go into the prostitutes and the politicians and the pedophiles and the leapers, libtards, and lowlifes.
That would take our whole show if we talked about
Marxism gone wild.
People.
Because I'm not sure I have to convince anybody anymore of all of that. I think that it's becoming a pretty known fact of what we're dealing with. So it's just, boy, where do you start with all this crap? We will have a guest on at 10:30. That's going to be Richard Gallardo, and he's going to have some stuff for us. And then at 11 o'clock, we're going to have Dan Hillenbrand on, and we're going to talk about anything we want. He's a friend of mine from Arizona. He's a chiropractor. He does a lot of stuff for the rodeo. He does horse chiropractic, by the way, and he's in Arizona.
That's interesting.
Yeah, who thought? You know, I just want to know how you get him on the table, you know? And
does he have him lay face down or face up, you know?
I don't know. You got to hit him with a sledgehammer. I'm not sure. We'll find out. Okay, so, but he's in Arizona, and we thought we would kind of get some perspective from Arizona as far as opposed to California and Gavin Mussolini.
It's a little bit different there.
It's a little different there. Yeah, open carry is a right, just like it is here. No, maybe not. It's still right here.
There.
We just aren't able to exercise it because they might arrest you.
I do want to say, you know, our prayers and thoughts go out to the people that were involved in the shooting and down at Walmart D.C. in Red Bluff.
I think that could be related to the shooting.
I have heard that.
Yeah, we're not sure yet. There is a link. They said he was from Shingletown, but we don't know if it's the same guy. But it stands to reason it might be. So
yeah,
we'll just have to wait.
I just want to put that out there. I do know quite a few people down at the D.C., and I hope they're all safe.
Well, if we had any real journalists out there, you know, we might be able to get some news. I mean, I commented on Silas Lyons, I think it was Twitter, and he's like, yeah, we got to get out of the way for all the real journalism. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So let's talk about the real journalism just for just a second. Okay, did anybody happen to see the fact that there was a note from Peter Strzok that was revealed. You know, a newly released email shows dirty cop Peter Strzok bragging about pinning the bogus Logan Act crimes on General Flynn. And in that note, it proves that both Barack Obama and Joe Biden were in on the deal, and in fact directed them to do that by saying get the right people on the job here to frame this guy, basically. Now, that didn't, I saw nothing.
I didn't see anything on the mainstream media, whether it was Fox or any of those. No.
Isn't it? Well, I saw a couple of things on Fox here.
I don't really watch Fox anymore.
I don't watch it that much anymore, but I did make it a point to watch our local journalistic, you know, stations, the media, the mainstream meatheads here locally that, you know, are just a bunch of talking heads that haven't got a clue. I mean, we get a half an hour of how many people died from the coronavirus, except nobody died, and all we get is the stats on how many people now have got new cases of it.
And you better wear your face mask.
Except nobody died. And so, you know, it's insane.
It is.
And, you know, it's just like all we get is bombarded with how bad the virus is, but nobody dies. And anybody who does die, it just happens to be in their 80s in an old folks' home where they put a bunch of coronavirus cases in there of people that were sick already.
And it doesn't matter what they died from. It was from COVID-19.
Yeah, I know a guy who died from a shark bite down in Santa Clara that had COVID. Just saying. You know, took off his legs and he died of COVID.
Yeah. And they get money for it. Anyway, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Dick on the line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, in the last program, Terry and the group were talking about the fact that the city council and the supervisor, when they're on so long and they get a retirement and their medicals pay for afterwards. I just want to mention when Patrick Jones was a city council or the mayor for a while, he refused to accept a salary. And it should be a volunteer thing and not get paid for it. That's my attitude about it. But anyway, just remember he's in a runoff for the board of supervisors in the coming election. So remember that when you vote, he did not accept any pay for his position as he was a mayor for a while and when he took his start as mayor. And remember that when I think he's in a district that has Bernie and Fall River Mills up there.
He's in District 4.
Yeah, and anyway, voters, remember that. When you remember, Patrick Jones, a good guy, he did not accept any pay. And remember that when you vote. And anyway, I just want to say that.
Thanks,
Dick. Well, thanks, Dick, for reminding. And the mail-in ballot should be starting to come out.
Yeah, anyway, I mean, being on a city council, it should be a volunteer thing and not get paid for it. It's like a civil duty.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
the thing is that these guys are not there to help us. I mean, and District 4 is my district, by the way, and that goes all the way up to Lakehead and a few other places.
Yeah, and our supervisor, we have one character that's retired from the city, and then he's drawing a supervisor thing. He's like a double dipper, and I don't think it's right, but I have no control over it.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks for the call, Dick.
We appreciate that.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Good morning.
Thank you, bud.
All right.
I agree with that. They shouldn't be able to double dip, but he's not the only one.
Oh, there's a bunch of double dippers.
Yeah.
Double dipper dips. Just as,
being nice.
Yeah. That's the DDDS, just in case you were thinking.
Be careful,
you know,
to come up with something that's racist somehow.
I know, but Ashley's in there. I can see her. She's warming up. She's doing like backflips and high crescent kicks, you know, and that type of thing. And
crescent kicks aren't nearly as effective as like a push kick.
A push kick, yeah.
Yeah,
or like the one inch. She's got a 1-inch punch that Bruce Lee would be jealous of. And so, you know. Just watch out when you're heading towards the studio because
you're gonna do the spinning back kick.
Yeah, if you start
that one telegraphs way too much. You're better off with a 1-inch punch because just like next to him and they're down.
If you start hearing stuff coming out of the studio, you know, it's like holy moly, she's going off again, and I think I've just been silenced, and so. anyway.
Good job, Ashley.
Let's go to a break, and then I want to key up and stay on this subject. I want to key up a video this week from what's her name? Liz Wheeler. Thank you. And from OANN and One America News Network. And this talks about what they didn't tell you this week. And I think it's important to understand of what they didn't. They don't tell us anything. And if you don't do your homework and you're down there plugged into Action News and KCNR, you know, where your trusted source, which just drives me right up, trusted source of what? Propaganda and disinformation and blacking out things that actually matter because it doesn't fit into the narrative of who is ever paying you and writing your scripts. Yeah, those guys. So,
with that, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, seven elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Yeah. Good stuff. A little BTO there. All right. So I want to play this right off, and let's get to because we've got guests coming down, so we got to hurry up and get on with the show here, as they say. So here is Liz Wheeler from American One News Network. Are we ready? All right. Here we go.
What the mainstream media was afraid to tell you about the news this week. This week, while the mainstream media was obsessing about the size of President Trump's Tulsa rally, here are the things that happened that really matter. Newly released handwritten notes from former FBI agent Peter Strzok about the Michael Flynn investigation reveal that Joe Biden and Barack Obama knew about the FBI's shady targeting of General Flynn. In fact, the notes reveal that former FBI Director James Comey believed that Flynn's phone calls with then-Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak were legit. The notes also reveal President Obama said to pick the right people to be assigned to the Flynn case. And the biggest bombshell, the notes reveal that Vice President Joe Biden suggested using the Logan Act to implicate Flynn. But did the mainstream media report on this? No, they barely mentioned it. The president of Greater New York chapter of Black Lives Matter, his name is Hawk Newsom, said, and I quote, "If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it, all right? And I could be speaking figuratively," he says. "I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation," end quote. In other words, the Black Lives Matter group, the organization, is threatening to wage domestic terrorism in the United States if their political agenda is not met. But did the mainstream media report that the leaders of the Black Lives Matter group are threatening violence and terror if they don't get their way? No, the mainstream media didn't say a word. Meanwhile, the co-founder of the Black Lives Matter movement admits that she and another co-founder are trained Marxists. Patrice Cooler said about she and Alicia Garza, two of the three founders of the Black Lives Matter movement, and I quote, "We are trained Marxists." You can't get clearer than that. She said that was the ideological framework of the Black Lives Matter movement. But did the mainstream media report that? No, they didn't. YouTube censored a video of Dr. Ryan Anderson talking with Walt Heyer, who was born male, transitioned to female, then regretted his transition and detransitioned. Now Heyer speaks to young people suffering from gender dysphoria in order to educate them on the regret and the comorbidities that accompany gender dysphoria. YouTube banned the video because Heyer said gender dysphoria is a childhood developmental disorder, which is how it's classified officially in medical diagnosis. But did the mainstream media report on this censorship? No, they did not. A recent Economist YouGov poll asked American adults, do you favor or oppose abolishing the police? Well, people oppose it by a 73% to 11% margin. Among various political and racial demographics, the vast majority of people in our country do not want to abolish the police. Black people oppose disbanding the police 55 to 22. Hispanics oppose it 51 to 20. Democrats oppose it 63 to 19. And liberals oppose disbanding the police 60 to 23. But did the mainstream media report on those statistics? No. The mainstream media doesn't care to report any of that to you. So we will.
Yeah, there you have it. Now, let me turn that off. There we go. All right. So if anybody doubts what we've been saying, I mean, it's easy to check out. You don't have to be a rocket scientist or a computer whiz to understand what is going on here. You know, there's an insurrection going on here. And, you know, they don't care about our country. What they want to do is they want to tear it down. These are a bunch of left-wing Marxist guys who, you know, Black Lives Matter. No, that's just the trigger. That
has nothing to do with what they're doing.
Has nothing to do. And I just sent you an email, sis. Okay. You should be able to get it here. I was trying to get it to you earlier, but I didn't make it. This is from Action News Now. This is they don't report any of what we just talked about. They don't report that the former president, Obama and Biden committed treason. against a sitting president who are going after his national security advisor. And why would they go after him? Because he knew where all the bodies were buried. He was the guy that was going to investigate everything, audit all these guys, and go after them. And so they had to get rid of him, because if they can get rid of him, they couldn't. Then they can go after the president this whole time. This is their insurance plan. But, gee, did you hear that on Action News or our trusted source, Channel 7?
Don't hear any of that.
No, it's all provable. And so the real deal is that I have zero respect for these guys locally, these reporters, these so-called journalists, because, you know, they don't report crap, but they do report on the fact that there's 100 people that signed a petition to get rid of Magrini, our sheriff, because he possibly, might have talked to the militia to come help him, which he didn't.
And they can't even get the story straight, you know, with what they do report.
President and vice president, running for president currently, threaten and try to, get rid of a duly elected president and all of his advisors through false information, doctoring FBI reports, doctoring 302s.
They just go with the narrative, whatever script they're given. They go with it because they don't want to upset anybody. I'm just saying, I'm not
all of that. All of that, or 100 people signed a protest petition to get rid of our local sheriff. Gee, which one is more newsworthy? Do you think? I don't know. It's because I'm really smart and I learn really slow. Really? Yeah, you do. Wow. With that,
well, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Linda and Mark. You're talking about this stuff about Michael Flynn and everything that Sidney Powell has done to straighten things out. You know, and I've said this before, until William Barr, our Attorney General of the United States, puts some of these people behind bars, nothing will ever be done. Look at how far this goes, all the way to a president. Well, vice president.
Here's where I disagree. Here's where I disagree with you, Bob, a little bit. Okay, what you're saying is valid and true, and I agree with you on that. But if you follow any of the Q posts or this or that, or what Trump has said, he says the only one that can stop these people is we, the people. We're the only one with enough power. If you listen to his new ad, and that is the real truth. The real truth is we can't. We want Barr to start arresting all of these guys, prosecuting and put them in jail, and that will definitely change the mindset. But we at the local level have to get involved here. We have to get enough people involved here to get rid of these local scumbags that just keep hammering us, to get rid of the Board of Supervisors and whoever is not following, the dictates of the people because they're supposed to be working for them. But go ahead, Bob.
It's just like I said this morning on the earlier program at Jefferson. If we can recall the governor, why can't we recall the Board of Supervisors?
We can.
Or the county board.
We can, but you got to build a movement to do it. That's the whole point.
We got to get three at a time. Because if we only get one or two, we're still behind.
Well,
and this is what I'm saying.
But that's okay, Bob.
People got to get a backbone.
Absolutely, you're right, Bob. But we don't have to get three out of two. We got to get one out of four and then another one out of four. Because I'll tell you what, if you get one of those entrenched I almost slipped there. I can see the ninja over there. One of those entrenched...
Mark, you're all right.
One of those entrenched boards of supervisors over there, if you can get one of them out of there, it's going to send a message to the other ones.
And that's where we need to start standing up together. Everybody needs to stand up on something all together, not be so separated.
And more importantly, if you get one out of there, it's going to send a message to the public at large that these guys can be had.
Can we get a petition going to start doing this?
Well, somebody's got to do
I'll get the signatures. I just don't know who to get a hold of and what to do to get the petition and get things going. If somebody would call me at 356 5567 and give me information on how to do this, I'll go get the signature.
Well, we do have an election coming up, too. I know we can't hang everything on it, but we do have a chance to change some of it. We do have an election coming up right around the corner.
I believe that.
We've got one great person running.
I believe that we do have the rules that all you have to do is go online or get somebody to go online and Google the laws governing recall in California and do some homework on how to set up a recall. I have a friend of mine. His name is Calvin Clark. He's done it successfully down south. And so maybe he can get on the chat room or on my Facebook page and get that information out there. Somebody's got to do a little homework. And it's going to take some work, but that's what we need to do is put some pressure on these people, for lack of a better word.
I've been up here 27 years. I've been fighting this for 27 years that I've been up here. And I'll tell you what, it's gotten nowhere. Very little. Every time we get a good person in, the next time comes around to vote, they vote them out and put two bad ones.
Well,
I don't understand that.
Here's what's changing, Bob, is that you're starting to see more and more digital warriors online, and that is what's changing the narrative. The local news and weather and all those idiots are losing their power because that was the biggest power that they had, was the brainwash from the media of either not reporting stories, blacking them out, or twisting the stories. Well, that's starting to change, and people are starting to feel the pressure more and more, and it's real evident. All you have to do is look at who's coming out of the woodwork. You know, Melody Fowler.
I was going to say, people are starting to get mad.
Yeah, Elise McKeown.
And standing up and bringing more people with them. I mean, they're getting vocal out there, and we're getting the message out.
Yeah, Lori,
well, thank you for keeping up the fight. I will keep listening and talking and calling, and we will get something done one way or another.
That's what I want to hear from you, Bob. That's what I want to hear from you, Bob.
And with that,
we got to go to a break. Thanks,
this
Bob. We appreciate
KCNR,
the call.
KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Nobody on the road. Nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air. The summer's out of reach. Empty lake, empty street. The sun goes down. Driving by your house, though I know you're not home. I can see you, brown skin standing in the sun. You got your hair combed down, sunglasses on, babe. I can tell you my love for you will still be strong. And into the boys of summer have gone.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. It's time. Businesses are starting to reopen, and we need to support our local economy. We would like to thank our sponsors that supported our station throughout this event. As we move forward, we'd like to remind our listeners to support local businesses and see them thrive again. You can make that happen by dining at your favorite restaurant and shopping at your favorite store. They have been there for us. Now it's time for us to be there for them. Shop local.
A little more BTO there. Gosh darn, if you don't like that stuff, I just can't even help you. You're just out of touch with, you know, the real world and things that are good. So we do have Rich. Now, is it Gallardo or it's Gallardo? That's what I thought. I always want to say Gelardo, but I was pretty sure. When I think of Gelardo, I think of gelato.
Gelato, yep.
And gelato is like a ice creamy, you know, goodness. Almost like a bacony cheese sandwich or something. But
unbelievable.
Now I'm hungry.
I had a great sandwich this morning. I got to thank Linda for that one. It was an egg sandwich on sourdough with melted hot cheese over it, mayonnaise, salt and pepper.
No comment.
Sorry. I see we got Mr. Hillenbrand on the chat room, and then we'll get him hooked up at the top of the hour as well. But let's get back to Richard. Gallardo.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gallardo. What do you got for us, Rich?
Well, today I'm going to go over some voting, state voting laws that are, in a nutshell, they're going to be stealing future elections even worse than the state already has been. So we'll go over a few of those. I have one law not related to voting, and then I have a CRPA announcement regarding our local chapter. So we'll start with the simple stuff. There's a law pending in committee, Senate Bill 474. They are going to prohibit development on state responsibility lands. This is concerning wildland fires. That is in the very high, the highest tier, which is, I think it's called the very high severity wildland zone. There's a name for it. But this bill, they are literally going to prohibit. They're not going to restrict it. The word prohibit the development in these zones. So this bill is pending right now. Probably is going to pass.
Well, I mean, after what we just heard from the Liz Wheeler program about the Black Lives Matter saying we're going to burn everything down, I think you can link that to the legislature down there in California. I think that's they're in league with these guys, and it doesn't. I mean, 2 and 2 equals 4 at some point, and when there's smoke, there's fire. You know, I mean, we've got to get these people out of there. You know, is what we've got to do somewhere or another, or just quit obeying their unconstitutional, illegal, lawful, unlawful laws. It's you know, it's just ridiculous. And as far as the voting, going back to the voting, it's like the first election we had here with Gary Cadd, we had to go in there and physically watch him count it because it was so close. And I'm telling you, Gary wouldn't have won if we hadn't went in there.
Was it like 7 or 9? Difference.
Nine votes different.
Made the difference.
But I'll tell you, if we hadn't been sitting there watching them, it would have been the other way.
Counting them ourselves, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So that's what we got. We've got illegal, unconstitutional people passing laws that aren't really legal. I mean, you've got Gavin Newsom, Gruesome Newsom, Gavin Mussolini. You've got him in power, just acting like a freaking dictator. You know, and you know that's a cross between a potato and I'll let you have the rest. But you know, that's what he is doing. And so it's up to the people to start rising up, and I guess it's got to get ugly. Do we got to burn down everything? And, you know, do we got to...
No, it would be different if we did that.
Well, I'm not saying we want to burn down anything. I'm saying it's going to burn anyway if we don't do something about these guys.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so this prohibition on development in these zones, this is actually related to the Agenda 2030, what they want to do. This has to do with pushing people out of the rural areas into the urban areas.
Yeah, the rabbit hutches.
Exactly what this is.
Yeah, this is now that it's not Agenda 21 anymore, it's Agenda 2030 because they had to move it out there because I think they're losing ground on a grand scale as well. You know, we just happen to be more in the trenches here in California because, you know, we have so many uneducated college people that come out with their brains, you know, stuffed far up their orifice.
It's not just them. We have a lot of people that are illegal in this state.
Well, and on top of the brainwashed media, the journalists report anything. Well, it's starting to change because, you know, it's funny. You see it on the Q maps. There's guys that are take on the oath of becoming digital warriors. And the tide is changing in the Internet through the social medium because people are posting stuff that's counteracting their lies. And the more people that post stuff that counteract their lies, I've seen liberals starting to turn their thought processes around because they go, oh, I never thought of that, because they didn't. You know, I think it was Atkins said that people can't choose to do the right thing if they don't know what the right thing is. Sort of paraphrase that a little bit, but you understand what I'm saying.
They don't know what the options are.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
some voting stuff. this law's been passed, Senate Bill 151, recalled officers, putting their party preference on the ballot. That's the innocuous portion of that bill. But it also talks about ballots may be mailed out more than 40 days prior to an election.
I think they're going to have trouble with this. I think there's going to be an injunction. I know they already put an injunction, and then this is a federal thing, not a state issue, you know. And, you know, you can have do what you want on your little local things, but you can't take and run this federal issue because everybody's got a stake in this. There's other people that have standing if they go after these guys, other states. How can you try to steal an election through these blue states because they're sending out ballots? And I got an article this morning where, you know, you got a postal worker stuffing, all of the Republican people, candidates, mailers into the garbage. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I'm volatile this morning.
That's okay.
I got caffeinated, too.
Just this morning.
Just this morning.
Never, ever since.
Sorry.
I had a quadruple shot, did you?
I had the double Hawaiian Mau Mau, beat your chest, and the hair starts to come out coffee this
morning.
So,
I have another one here. Let's see. Assembly Bill 571. This one was passed last year, late 2019. So it allows state, county, local officials that are being recalled to form committees to oppose that recall. And then it also allows cities and counties to set their own contribution limits.
What point in time are these guys so out of control they can't be reined in by other than going down there and pulling them out of their homes and putting them on one of those sawhorses have a point at the top with tar and feather?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, no, this is out in the open, right? If I can find it on the Internet, anybody can. So if the cities and counties set their own contribution limits, which will be different from state law contribution limits, then sky's the limit. Sky's the limit.
What's so interesting...
We've already seen that in the civil elections with their contributions.
What's so interesting is that if you look at Seattle for a microcosm, if they get everything they want, it just falls apart quickly. I mean, hey, where's the Domino's pizza delivery, and why aren't the cops coming over to help me because and the first responders because my buddy's shot down in the street by some jerk that was stealing from him or whatever, and then it's like, what's going on? Aren't you guys going to help us?
Yeah, well, you know, that socialist utopia up there in Chad, it only took them 2 days to ask for help.
It's insane, you know.
2 days.
Well, and I saw another thing online where this cop's going, yeah, you know, we heard there's going to be a protest, and, you know, the BLM contacted us to protect them during the protest because the protest is about defunding us policemen.
Yeah.
That's how contrary these guys are. They're going to be the first ones to get the wall. You know, if this
they already are making their own wall, don't they get it?
No, they don't.
You know what I mean? They got themselves walled in up there, and then they're going to do demands. I'm sorry. I mean, it's pretty easy to figure out how you can win this.
I've got smarter grandchildren at this point.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That get it.
My 10-year-old can sit in place of a county board member and do what they do. Which all they're just pastors. They're just conduits. So my son can do that.
Okay. With that, I guess we have to go to a break, and then when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Anybody in the chat room guessing on this one, although it's probably not that hard.
I see his face, but not his name.
Yeah, guess number one gets it right.
I knew who it was.
Okay, is anybody else?
I knew who it was, but...
Of course you know who it is.
Yeah.
I mean...
He's long time.
Let's see. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and...
Young. Young.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
it's pretty
I don't know.
Hard to get away from the voice.
You're exactly right. But, you know, I guess I get lost a little bit in the music in the morning because it makes me feel good. And maybe it's just my little indulgence, luxury, even these days of trying times and hard stuff to deal with. But,
I'm
anyway.
Not good with names, but voices I'm excellent with.
I'm not good with voices, but names, no. Faces? Forget about it. Go ahead, Rich. Let's keep going down this road here.
So we're getting better. I started with some really light stuff. Is my volume okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear you
well.
And so here's a bill that's pending, but it's related to these other bills. So Senate Bill 1014, 1014, it's pending. When an officer gets recalled, what normally happens, Mark, when an officer gets recalled? Are they allowed to be on the ballot to run for that same office that they're being recalled for? Or if they get recalled, they're just done, right?
I would think so. That would stand to reason.
Stands to reason.
Get recalled.
It's supposed to be the will of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it is most places. This law allows a recalled officer to remain on the same ballot that he is being recalled for and also alters contribution expenditure limits of that person being recalled.
Wow.
So he gets to raise money.
He gets to raise
money to try to stay in office, even though the petitions and the signatures have met the threshold for him to be recalled.
With no
now,
ceiling.
And if he wins the vote on the recall election for his office, he gets to stay in office. Can you say ballot harvesting?
I mean, they're not trying to rig the system, are they?
No. No rigging going on here.
No rigging. You know, it's just like everything is rigged.
Yeah.
Everything is rigged. I don't care the stock. I mean, the stock market just every day. It's like a new high today, you know, and everything's fine except that we lost 40 million jobs in the last couple of months, and that makes sense, right?
Yeah. So this one more than likely will pass because we live in California. But you can see how all these different laws I'm going over. You see how they kind of all come together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One is dependent on the other?
Yeah. What they're doing is they're building a wall.
Absolutely.
Around themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's going to be if this will pass, and when it does, it's going to be extremely difficult to recall any. Oh, by the way, this has to do with state, city, county officers. This is everybody.
Wow.
This is everybody.
That's really scary there.
This is everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I just posted on my Facebook again, by the way, where to get bullhorns on Amazon. And so that I think everybody needs to start buying a bullhorn and showing up at the Board of Supervisors meeting and then keep, and I don't care if they tell you to shut up, they're going to have to march me out with the sheriff here pretty quick. And you know, I don't think the sheriff's going to back them here pretty quick if they keep going the way they are, and then we'll vote. We'll get everybody recalled, vote them all out, and we'll start over if we have to.
Well, I wonder where our local people that are in office are on these. Just asking.
I'm sure they know about them. I'm sure they know that these are these laws are passed.
You're not
or on
hearing
deck.
Anything from them.
Well, I guess you had an arrogance meter.
I'm just saying.
So here's another one. Senate Bill 300, this passed this month, calls for a special election. The reason they called a special election is so that they can bypass time frames and other legal parameters in order to get constitutional amendments on the November ballot. So there's 5 constitutional amendments, at least today there's 5. There's likely more coming.
Well, they'll just adopt the Communist Manifesto,
six,
is what 11, they want
25.
Anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, we've decided that Karl Marx had the right idea, so we'll just implement that. And you know, oh, by the way, everybody turn in everything you got down to the guy collecting all of the redistribution of the wealth factories.
Yep.
And then you can all starve to death while we stay in power and tell everybody what to do.
So one of those amendments is going to be allowing 17-year-olds to vote. Another one of those amendments, and these are going to be voted on by the people, so we know how that's going to work with the ballot harvesting, right?
Right.
One of these gives felons, upon completion of sentence, the right to vote back, which is not necessarily a bad thing in a true libertarian place, but my point to everybody today is all these laws are all, they're all there for a reason. They are there to collect more votes for the Democratic side. That is why all of this stuff is here.
And because, then, you know why? They know they're losing
yep.
the debate. They're yep. in the marketplace of ideas. They are losing badly, yep. and so they're pulling out all the stops. I mean, look. I mean, I saw this thing yesterday. You can't even believe it. Have you heard about the Godzilla sandstorm yet?
Oh, no. Yeah. It's come over from Sahara or wherever.
Yeah. Everything that they're pushing is about fear and control and staying in power.
And that's happened every year, I want you to know. That's not just this year that Godzilla or whatever sandstorm has come across the seas.
And now we got swarms of locusts. Pretty soon it'll be, you know, the whitening strikes, you know, and you got Elmer Fudd up there.
No, you can't have Elmer Fudd anymore. Uh-huh. Come on.
I got one more, and this is the doozy here. Assembly Bill 860, it just passed. Just passed on June 18th. So the governor hasn't signed it yet. Passed just means it's passed all the legislative thresholds. So it's sitting with the governor right now. So this extends, this is ballot harvesting. This extends up to 17 days past the election to turn in voter by mail ballots. Now the interesting thing, this is only for the November 2020 election only. That is in the
state. They want to extend that.
But right now it's only, this law only applies to this November's election. Why they didn't make it indefinite, I don't know.
Well, they were trying to do that at the federal level, I believe.
Yeah, it could have been some federal issues that caused them to do that.
Because if it's not going their way, all of a sudden it's going to change.
Oh, but here you go. Allows vote by mail ballots to be processed 29 days prior to election day. So our county voters are registered.
Does that give them enough time to fix it?
Yeah, see, Mark knows where I'm going with this. So processing them means opening them, signature sampling, and et cetera. And it's vague on if they can actually feed these into the machine
all
yet.
All of a sudden, they're going to magically find a bunch of ballots someplace.
Yeah. So
if it's not going their way, it's going to change.
They're
going
to be able to sample what they have and say, we need so many ballots to win this particular election, and then they're going to harvest them. So
it's just like anything.
Just go find the mailman that's...
Pretty much.
No, you just go down to your basement, put on your green eye shade, and start printing them, and then,
the thing is, do we even know that they have to do that?
Here's what the law reads right now, but who trusts California law, right? So the law, that same law also says they cannot release the vote counts until 8 p.m. on election day. Here's my question. Do you trust your registrar, number one? And number two, do you trust the computer software that they use?
No.
I don't.
No.
I don't. And that's all I have on the voting, and I have one more quick announcement.
All right. Well, you got about 3 minutes. Yep. So
the voting stuff's over. I'll keep my eye and ears and all my other appendages on all the stuff for updates for everybody.
Well, let me know.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me know because you could just get a hold of me. You know how to get a hold of me, and then we get you back on the show if we need to.
Yeah, it's going
to
get worse, folks.
Well, yeah, and it's good to know because, like we were talking earlier, you know, the own office here doesn't always give you truthful information.
So, quick announcement, not related to voting. I'm on the local California Rifle Pistol Association chapter. We've been around for about 9 months. They're fairly new. The chapter's statewide. So, July 21st, 9 a.m. Board of Supervisors chambers. My chapter has authored a Second Amendment resolution. We have authored it. It has been approved by CRPA headquarters.
What date is that?
July 21. July 21. It's a Tuesday. So CRPA headquarters in Fullerton has approved our resolution as written, no amendments. And I'm going to toot my horn. I did a lot of studying, a lot of research, and I wrote the resolution.
Good.
And they accepted it as written. So they're very impressed with it. We're going to present it to the board July 21st, 9 a.m.
Well, as always, I'm very impressed with you, Rich. Just to say...
It's a lot of work,
isn't it? I mean, this whole thing's a lot of work, but then I'm asking myself every day, what's the alternative? Let's see, slavery?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, everybody's got a lot of work on their plates. And it's great that you bring this information in and get it out to people. That's wonderful.
Yeah, well, that's my job I consider that my duty as a citizen is to educate my fellow citizens so we can take the appropriate action.
Well, it's the price of liberty, unfortunately, is, eternal vigilance, and that starts to add up to work. You know, I mean, that's the thing in this grand experiment we call America.
Yeah.
And with that, we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. What a mad world is alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. China is warning it will take countermeasures after the U.S. added four more Chinese media outlets to a list of organizations that should be considered foreign missions in this country because of their ties to the government and the Communist Party.
A foreign ministry spokesperson attacked the Trump administration's move as yet another example of the U.S.'s flagrant political suppression of the Chinese media. He said it would obstruct their reporting on the U.S. and betray America's commitment to freedom of the press. State Department officials say the four organizations, including state-run CCTV, will be required to submit the identities of all staff in the U.S. and any real estate holdings just as they would if they were foreign embassies or consulates. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Trump administration campaign bus is parked at the Florida border.
Vice President Mike Pence is calling off a planned bus tour in the Sunshine State to benefit his and President Trump's reelection as the state experiences a surge in confirmed coronavirus cases. The White House said Mr. Pence is still traveling to the state and will meet with Governor DeSantis and his health care teams. During a briefing by the White House Coronavirus Task Force on Friday, the vice president confirmed he would visit Florida, Texas, and Arizona this week to receive a ground report on the spiking cases of COVID-19 across the Sun Belt. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Worldwide confirmed coronavirus infections have hit the 10 million mark, even as voters in Poland and France go out to lay their ballots in virus-delayed elections. New clusters of cases at a Swiss nightclub and the central English city of Leicester show the virus is still circulating widely in Europe. The U.S. Special Representative to Iran says a U.N. weapons embargo on that country has to stay in place. Brian Hook telling the AP today the ban prevents Iran from becoming, quote, the arms dealer of choice for rogue regimes and terrorist organizations. He says the embargo set to expire in October must be extended. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash-out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Thomas Edwin Blanton, Jr., the last of three Klansmen convicted in a 1963 Alabama church bombing that killed four black children, has died in prison at the age of 81.
Governor Kay Ivey's office said Blanton died of natural causes. He was being held at Donaldson's Prison near Birmingham. In May 2001, Blanton was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison for the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. When asked by the judge during sentencing if he had any comment, Blanton said, "I guess the good Lord will settle it on Judgment Day." A parole hearing was scheduled next year for Blanton, and the victim's family members planned to attend in opposition to his release. George Rudolph said, on behalf of his wife, she hopes that he found Jesus Christ and repented. Patrick Foss reporting.
People on six continents already getting shots as the race for a COVID-19 vaccine enters a defining summer. The U.S. is poised to start even bigger studies next month to prove if any of the shots really work. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A Russian computer hacker who facilitated $20 million in credit card fraud and ran a sophisticated clearinghouse for international cyber crooks has been sentenced to 9 years in the pokey.
Prosecutors say Alexei Berkov of St. Petersburg, Russia, ran a website called Direct Connection that was the most exclusive criminal forum on the web. People could only join the club if other cyber criminals vouched for them. The nine-year sentence was less than the 15-year maximum sought by prosecutors. Berkov spent 4 years in an Israeli jail before being extradited to the U.S. last year. Russian officials fought to have Berkov return to his home country. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, June the 28th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including comedian and movie director Mel Brooks. He is 94 years old today. Pro Football Hall of Famer John Elway is 60, Elon Musk, 49. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot. God wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride.
There we go. Well, I used to be a cowboy. Now I'm not. Shut up. Our next guest is actually a real cowboy. But before we get there, I got to play this clip, and then I think we're all good to go to Dan. So hang on, Dan. I've got to play this real short clip because this feathers right into what we're talking about here. And this is a journalist who spoke at a meeting down in Ventura County about this excessive lockdown. So let's go ahead, and we're ready to fire it up here. It'll take a couple minutes, and we'll get to our guest, Dan. Here we go.
After waiting for 2 hours and now getting 2 minutes, I'll get right to the point. This board is pretending that for the last 3 months, your emperor, Dr. Levin, has not been against a mask declaration. Now all of a sudden we're pretending that masks are everything, even forcing speakers to use masks. I would like the board to take a position. Was Dr. Levin wrong for those 3 months? And if he was this wrong, why has he not been removed? Why has he not been fired for being so catastrophically wrong? Or do you not really believe he was wrong? You're just wearing these masks because it is a signal of your great virtue.
Damn!
Damn.
Because for the last 3 months, we have not worn them, and Ventura County has done outstandingly well and continues to do outstandingly well because we are not Los Angeles. We are not New York City. We never were going to be any of those things. Ironically, this is one of the few things Dr. Levin was actually right about. He has been wrong about everything. He is the one who told us we would have 400 to 600 hospitalizations a day. He revised that to 200 to 400 a day. We still haven't reached that in 1 day. We're barely over 200 for the entire ordeal that you guys have put us through. We now are panicked over 51 total hospitalizations in a county with 8 hospitals. Can you people do math? Can you please do basic math and understand where we are on this? This is not a crisis. You, however, have created one. You, in an effort to try to prevent all death, when we've had 43 deaths, have now ended all relevant life. And you should all be ashamed of yourselves. And this will never be forgotten. Ever be forgotten. You will all be held accountable eventually. In this life or the next. You all better hope there is no hell. Because when you die, that's where you're going. And guess what? You're not going to be dying of COVID either. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that guy's a little ticked. You think maybe the people are getting a little ticked off? Yeah.
Don't blame him.
Yeah.
At all.
I guess the fact that we've been lied to at every turn by everybody in government that wants to retain power or screw the economy up or get back to Trump or turn it into a Marxist takeover.
Yeah. They won't stop anything.
I digress. I want to get to our guest, Dan Hillenbrand. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for, gosh, it's been 25 years now, I guess. He is a doctor of horse chiropractic, which is kind of an unusual science.
Yeah, that's different.
He's a real cowboy, and he's in Arizona. Are you on the line, Dan?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, very well.
Very clear.
How's it going, man?
Well, good. I guess we're going to do this a little different than I thought, but that's very cool.
Well, you know, you gotta roll with the tech, I guess.
It's the cowboy way, I guess. Yeah, no worries. It's funny, I actually just saw that clip on TikTok this morning that you just played with the guy down there in Ventura County.
Starting the heat's starting to get turned up a little bit here. I mean, people are getting mad about this crap. I mean, and well, they should be, because these guys, it's like these guys are so out of touch with reality. I mean, Pelosi comes out, she's talking about everything, you know, that happened. She's sorry with George Floyd, only she doesn't say George Floyd. She says George Kirby.
Yeah.
I mean,
I saw that on TikTok as well.
I mean, it's like, yeah, you really know what's going on because you can't even remember
really
the guy's
care.
Name. Yeah, you really care because you can't remember the guy's name. But that's what we're dealing with. What's going on in Arizona? What can you tell me?
Well, let me tell you what prompted this whole thing of me wanting to have you on my podcast, which we're doing this different now because we would have done the intro different and everything else, but I'm on your show, which is very cool. But like you said at the beginning, we've known each other for 25 years, and when I met you, it was at a time when I owed the government a large sum of money in taxes, and you helped me through that process, and then you've been my tax advisor ever since. But with my podcast, you know, I started it 2 years ago, and it's all based on cowboy lifestyles and businesses, you know, and a lot of other things too. But I got a review on iTunes. And this happened back in October 2019. And when I first got it, I didn't think anything of it. I'm not worrying about it. You know, my podcast is about trying to be, you know, have fun and good things and so on and so forth. But so I with everything that's going on now, I went back and I read this. And so here it is. I'm going to read it to you real quick. It says, disappointed in the hatefulness of the host. This is October 4th, 2019. It says, October 2nd show was great until the host made it so obvious he's hateful towards our president. I was hoping this show would be about learning and being stoic and avoid politics and social media, but host was unable to be stoic about things, and it ruined my feelings about this episode. If you get rid of his comments, the episode would be great. And this was by Ad Fortunato from the United States. So I don't know who that is. I don't know if that's like some type of bot that goes out there. I have no idea. But with everything that's going on, I just thought, you know, I wanted to address it and just and let people know that, number one, I never had a podcast that was on October 2nd. I never had a podcast that I made any disparaging remarks about the president, and I support our president. And then, you know, that's what prompted me to say, hey, I'm going to reach out to Mark, have him on the podcast, because Mark's one of the most, patriotic people I know, and it would just, you know, support, you know, my position on our where I stand with politics in our country.
Well, maybe what we can do, Dan, is fall back and regroup, and we'll just do it differently. We won't do it during my radio show. I'll call in to your podcast on the next round.
Yeah, we could do that. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what we'll do.
So I want to get this straight. You didn't even have a show at that time?
No, there was no show on that date, and I've never spoken about President Trump.
So, can you explain this, guy?
Did he say what you had supposedly said?
All he says, and this is still up on iTunes. I'm actually going to take it down because I don't want it up there anymore. It's been up there since October 2019. But it says it's so obvious he's hateful towards our president. And that's what he says. So I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of that going around.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny too, because this is just more like, to me, I'm thinking, well, here's fake news right here. When I looked at the news this morning, just kind of glanced over the headlines across all boards, you know, ABC, NBC, CNBC, all of them, they all have the same headings, and they're just all so misleading and so much of it's just not true.
They're reading from the same script,
yep.
It seems like.
Yeah.
And that's true. I mean, the real deal is that there is a concerted movement of, and, you know, and China's, we're starting to find out more and more and more that China is behind a lot of this, controlling the schools and teaching Marxism and turning out a bunch of bots, and in the process, you know, maybe in conjunction with a few banking industry heads, you know, they took over the media. And so, you know, we don't have a journalistic integrity anymore. What we have is journalistic you know, fake news.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, what do? We do what we're doing right now. I mean, we just keep reporting and stirring it up because the people that are, you know, reading from the scripts are starting to lose ground because, you know, even a cheese-eating moron can, you know, at some point in time go, hey, I'm being lied to, you know.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Exactly.
So what else is new, Dan? What else you got?
Well, you know, we're just living the dream down here in Arizona.
They have open carry there, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Open carry, concealed carry, constitutional carry. Yep. Always got my Glock 19 right there in my Alien Gear holster, right on my console in my pickup.
Wow.
Gotta love that.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. I mean, I've actually been looking at Arizona a little bit. I mean, I'm here for the fight, and I just can't pack up and run at this point, you know. But I'm not, you know, I'm telling you, I'm sure looking at a lot of housing all over the place in the areas of the different states because, you know, California is going to hell in a handbasket. We have, you know, Gavin Mussolini in charge of everything up there, and then, you know, these I got to watch myself. Off here because you know I've got somebody's got their ninja eyes on me, and you know, but these guys are ridiculous. I mean, you can't be this stupid, but they sure seem to be valuing their power and money over their freedom.
Yeah, well, you know, they're starting. There's some people that are referring to Arizona now as the purple state because the blue's bleeding into the red here, which is scary because that always happens. You know, people move,
mm-hmm.
and I see a lot. I have a lot of friends in Texas, same way. You know, they get people moving from these super blue states, and then they want to change, you know, the red state to
it's like
how,
why,
where they were.
You got to ask them, why are you moving?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what happened to Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I got a lot of friends up there, too.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. So it's kind of like one of those things where, you know, we're going to have to put the kibosh on this whole thing at some point, you know, but it is going to get a lot worse before it gets better, you know. I mean, I think that we're going to be...
It is getting worse.
Well, it is getting worse, and then, there's going to have to be... people that are waking up to understand that, you know, this is not a accident by these people. I mean, I'm looking at one thing. This is from Rogan O'Hanley. 45 out of 50 governors did not force the COVID-infected patients into nursing homes, but five did. And those five just happened to be Cuomo of New York, Wolf of Pennsylvania, Whitmer of Michigan, Murphy of New Jersey, and Newsom of California. Nearly half of all the COVID nursing home deaths were in these states. That's an accident, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It wasn't New York is in the lead.
Well,
they had the most per million of anywhere, of the whole world. They had the most.
Well, but what
because they were doing that.
But what they did was they completely bypassed all federal protocol. You're not supposed to put anybody that even has the flu into a nursing home, you know. So then they take COVID and they shove them all in there, you know. And they
got paid.
This is not an accident. This is a systematic plot and murder, if you ask me, by these people.
They really cared, and they got paid. And with that, we do have to go to a break. Can you hang on with us, Dan, on the other side of the break?
No problem.
That would be great. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit WindRiver.com.
Some folks call me a ramblin' man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, if anybody out there does some homework on this recall for Shasta County, you know, where you get the information, what are the rules and anything like that, if you could get that to me either at kentmark@msn.com or put it on my Facebook page so that I can, you know, maybe do a little study and homework on that. My biggest problem is I have so much on my plate, I can't get to everything. So maybe if we could get some help from you guys out there, that'd be great because, you know, we're starting to, you know, all sign up for the digital warrior thing, aren't we? And that's kind of how it is.
Well, we may want to know about that after the election. I'm not sure how that works with the upcoming election either.
Well, I'd like to start studying.
Yeah,
the
that's
rules,
what I mean. So we may want to have maybe other things in place.
A long-term project is something to look at what the rules are because these guys, maybe we want to do a recall right after the election because these guys, I don't know.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to wait and see how it works. But let's get back to our guest, Dan Hillenbrand, down in, you're out, just out of Phoenix. We're in Chandler.
Well, I'm actually up in Wickenburg now. We go back and forth between Wickenburg and Gilbert.
Oh, okay.
I got family in Wickenburg.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's,
is that what
I do.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
My sister-in-law lives in Wickenburg.
Yeah, it's a great little town. There's a lot of history here, and there's a lot of interesting people that live here. Pretty cool.
Well, with that said, I was trying
to... So, I have a question. Are they making you guys do mail-in ballots in Arizona?
I've heard that, but I'm not sure. I always vote by mail anyway, you know, by absentee ballot.
Well, there's a difference between an absentee ballot and then them sending out an abundance of mailers to everyone because that's where the cheating comes in. You know, it's not a big deal if you're voting absentee, but you know, if they send everybody a ballot, that's the problem because all of a sudden magically more ballots are out there than there are registered voters, i.e. LA County.
Right.
So, anyway,
hey, I got a quick question though too. Do you know anybody that's had COVID-19 yet?
Not personally.
Personally, yeah, isn't that interesting?
Wait, I do know of one person that's a mutual friend whose father has it, and that was as David Harris Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that is there a real virus? Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But does it kill people like they said it was going to? No. And I guess
just because people die and they have it doesn't mean that it caused the death.
Right. Well, I guess if you put a bunch of people in a nursing home that are already sick, or you know their immune systems are down, and they don't talk about boosting your immune system.
Well, they can't educate you on that.
They don't talk. You know, they quenched all the hydroxychloroquine. Any other thing that was working to stop it. You know, they've done everything in their power. I mean, Pelosi said at the beginning that come to San Francisco when Trump was shutting down the travel restrictions. She's come to Chinatown in San Francisco. We'll all get together and see if we can find a feces map and make our way through the streets. But, you know, I mean, these people are out of touch with reality. I mean, they really are.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Have you known anybody, Dan, with COVID?
I know one guy that had it, and he's in his 60s. He drinks like a fish, and he told me he had it, and he said he had a couple bad nights, and then they quarantined him for 2 weeks. And he's back on the whiskey and fine.
So, you know, the real
that's a true story. I mean, so I don't know.
Well, the real deal.
I mean, I know.
I was going to say, go ahead, Dan.
No, I'm just going to say. I mean, like you said, it's a real virus, and it you know may have a little higher death rate than maybe the regular influenza. But
I don't even think that's
higher.
I don't even think that's true.
No, I don't either. I'm not an infectious disease expert, so I don't know. But all I can say is that, it's really crazy to just be walking around and having people have masks on and having to put a mask on and just all this weirdness and, you know, businesses just folding and people just can't function and operate. It's just it's pretty crazy.
Well, there's a couple things that, you know, I've taken note of this last week. Number one is that they put a coronavirus tracking device on everybody's phones, whether it's Android or iPhones. All you got to do on your Android is, go to your settings. And when you go to your settings, go down to Google settings and open that up. And right at the top, you'll see COVID virus exposure notifications, account services, interestingly enough. And what this is about is tracking everybody, because if they give all these tests and somebody tests positive, guess what they're going to do? Not only are they going to quarantine you, but they're going to track you and everybody you had in contact with. And pretty soon, they can turn this into a big, huge problem, whether there is one there or not.
And they'd be tracking you just for the COVID stuff? Sure, they wouldn't be tracking you for any other reason now, would they?
Well, they'll isolate you. They won't let you work. They'll put you in quarantine. Oh. They'll take you down to the hospital or whatever.
Well, I'm saying that information could be used for other things for their agenda if they're keeping track of you.
Sure, but I mean, I think the point is that if they can track everybody for anything, they can track everybody for everything.
Exactly.
So...
talking about the digital warrior stuff, I don't know if you guys are on TikTok at all, but TikTok seems to be a huge platform for just a lot of conservatives and people stating their views which is awesome. Are you aware of anything? You know, I know in like Washington they've got this huge thing. These people are all in a big sit-in or whatever they got going on up there with their protesting. Have you heard anything about the bikers getting together and rallying, and that there's a huge?
I've heard that, but I don't know if it's solid evidence or not. You get as much disinformation these days as you do information,
right.
And you're trying to weed through all of this crap to find out what the truth is, and it's hard.
Yeah.
So we'll see. They ought to sell tickets for that. I heard they were going to go. I heard that they were going to protest in Sturgis too. And I think they need to sell tickets for that because, it'll be a great event. You know, Black Lives Matter, and as soon as they try to storm everybody and everything, then we can get a preview of what it looks like to crash a Hell's Angels party.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, it's so crazy. It's just like I said, you know, normally I wouldn't even say anything about, like, the review someone left on my podcast. But, you know, this is the craziest times, I don't know. It's just absolutely nuts. And it's just sickening, you know. And I think so many people are just sick of it and sick and tired of it. sooner or later, we all got to do something about it.
Yep. Well, it's going to be getting involved at the local level is the start, and then hopefully Barr and Durham are going to start rolling some of these guys up. And you got Trump calling Obama and Biden treasonous last week, and there's plenty of videos to back that up. It's not disinformation. I watched them myself, but that doesn't make the mainstream news media. But when they roll some of these guys up, I mean, all of a sudden they're not going to keep being able to cover this up. These guys are going to go out of business. Is what's going to happen, because does anybody want to watch CNN unless you're a fan of Anderson Cooper dressing up in a dress or something?
I saw a clip the other day where that one CNN reporter, I don't even know his name, but there's that sheriff, I believe he's from New Orleans, and he was trying to make a point about things, and just the
I think that was Don Lemon, and I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
And
Sheriff Lamb?
Yeah, and he just Don Lemon, and what's his last name? Sheriff? Let me look.
Well, the one I'm thinking of is Sheriff Lamb. I could be wrong. With that, while we're looking, I'm getting the sign that we need to go to a break, and we'll catch us on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
City's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by on the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that has kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premi is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
I don't want your lonely mansion with a TV in every room. I want the love you promised beneath the haloed moon. But you think I should be happy with your money and your name and her.
We're back. I was looking at Sheriff Clark and Don Lemon. We've got a lot of helpers out there these days. That was a post that came on from Mother Goose, and a great interview. It was funny and so forth, and we appreciate that. I'm not sure we have enough time to play that. I might yet, but you know, and then we talk about the Lemon song there. Never mind.
We do have a caller on the line. I believe it says Oak. Oak. Good morning, Oak.
This is Oak.
Oak.
How are you? What do you got?
I was curious. You know, at one time, open carry must have been legal in California. I was wondering if you knew when and why it isn't anymore.
Well, I mean, they passed a law, I think it was in 84, I think it is. So, Mark Baird's an expert on this particular one. But they passed a law that got rid of it. We lost the right to open carry, and we did nothing about it because we didn't realize at the time how essential it was or what they were doing down there in Sacramento.
So 1984, what was the rationale?
The rationale is for safety for the, you know.
For the police officers are saying that they're scared if we open carry.
Well, I don't remember exactly what their rationale at the
time was.
Maybe we can get somebody call in and let us know. But I believe their rationale was safety, you know, was what they were talking about.
So just all of a sudden at 84, that was the time.
Yeah,
and I believe you can still open carry. It's up to the sheriff, isn't it?
No.
In some counties?
That's not a right. That's what that is if the sheriff can issue a permit to open carry, but in California, you know, you have as much chance as a
right.
Snowball.
Right, I'm saying, but they
hell.
Can.
They could, but then that's getting permission, and it's not a right. So, but they passed a law saying you don't have the right to carry in California. I'm not sure if exactly it was 84, but I believe it was 84.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
What else we got? I could play that clip here if anybody wants to hear it. I got it pulled up, but it's interesting. Do we want to hear it? Do I hear any yays? Yeah, okay. I'm going to go ahead and play it here. Let me get the my sound. Okay, here we go. This is Sheriff Clark. Excuse me. Crushes Don Lemon over Black Lives Matter ideological arguments here. Here we go. No, hold on. I got to get the mute off.
Fox Business News host Stuart Varney asked Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark about his volatile interview on CNN in which Don Lemon cut off the sheriff when the discussion became heated.
You were interviewed on CNN very recently, and as I read it, you were shut down. I think they cut your mic and almost chucked you off the set. What happened?
Well, they didn't shut my mic. Don Lemon there went to a break because he got flustered. Because I came with him with some stuff that he wasn't ready for. Look, my message has been clear from day one, 2 years ago. This anti-cop sentiment from this hateful ideology called Black Lives Matter has fueled this rage against the American police officer. I predicted this 2 years ago. Do I want to know?
With all due respect, do you know that this was... because of that?
Yes, I do.
As a law enforcement officer?
I've been watching this for 2 years. I predicted this. This anti-police rhetoric sweeping the country has turned out some hateful things inside of people that are now playing themselves out on the American police officer. I want to know, with all of the black-on-black violence in the United States of America, by the way, when the tragedies happened in Louisiana and Minnesota... Do you know that 21 black people were murdered across the United States?
Was there any reporting on that?
There
was a black officer who was killed today. But let's.
Was there any reporting on that?
Sheriff, please. Let's just keep the volume down here. So I understand.
I'm looking at three dead cops this week.
Sheriff,
and I'm looking at five last year. You trying to tell me to keep it down?
Just please. We can keep it civil. So, because the message to people at home, I'm sure you want, is one of civility.
I wish, Don, I wish you had that message of civility.
I would like to have a conversation
toward this hateful ideology, these purveyors of hate.
I don't know what my message is.
That's
what
they
do. What I want to say to you is,
these people preach vile and virtue in the name of hate.
And we'll be right back.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Anybody who doesn't want to toe the narrative line or get led down the garden path, you know, oh, we got to go to a break, because the real deal is that, you know, the people he was talking about, the black people, the 21 that got killed were killed by black people. You know, it's minuscule, the black on, or the white on black cop killings is minuscule compared to everything else, but that's the narrative that they're promoting because it stirs everything up and it stirs the hate up. So, you know, it's an interesting, you know, the way these guys do it, and you really start to see it. Once you become woke up enough to see that they're lying, you know, it's really easy to see how these guys twist everything to suit their narrative.
And I want to let our caller know, the Mulford Act was in 1967 that banned open carry.
Oh, okay.
There might have been something after that.
Yeah.
Originally, it was introduced by Ronald Reagan, and the reason that they did it was the Black Panther Party were lawfully conducting armed patrols of Oakland neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And what turned out to be called cop watching.
Well, you know, I mean, back then, again, the narrative was always twisted. So,
Right. Anyway,
we got that in there. And thanks, Mother Goose, for the clip. You know, going back to Dan out there in Arizona, I mean, are you noticing any of this stuff out there?
Well, I mean, they just had a big turnout last night in support of the police there in Glendale, and it was quite a big turnout. I know they've had the protests and stuff here. I mean, we're removed from that, and you know, I don't go to those areas, but they had some protests and stuff, but I think that's pretty much calmed down now, and for the most part, most people in the state are pretty patriotic.
Yeah, it's interesting how all the trouble is happening in these Democratic-controlled areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to bring out here's a news post. Here's a news flash. This is from Donald Trump on the 25th, a couple days ago. Coronavirus deaths are way down. Mortality rate is one of the lowest in the world. Our economy is roaring back and will not be shut down. Embers or flare-ups will be put out as necessary. And then, you know, I'm looking at this. I think they're going to do bring in troops if they have to, and I think they're going to, because, you know, we talk about the Posse Comitatus Act, Title 18 U.S. Code, Section 1385, where the original intent was to end the use of federal troops in former Confederate states and so forth. But the key exception to the Posse Comitatus Acts is pursuant to presidential power to quell domestic violence, federal troops are expressly exempt from the prohibitions of the Posse Comitatus Act. And I think that's what they're going to end up having to do to these guys at the end of the day, because they're not going to go away. And, you know, the whole thing about, you know, Black Lives Matter is a complete farce. It's a Marxist insurgency.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that really bothers me nowadays is with all this stuff that's happened is that, you know, we're not even allowed to, give our opinion on, you know, what we believe or on our side. We're like excluded, or we're what they call canceled now, I guess.
Right.
It's just completely insane. I see it's all media driven. You know,
well, that's why we're doing this radio show 2 hours on Sunday for the last 10 years, because, you know, our objective here, our actionable event here, is to get as much of the people informed out there and stirred up as possible, because that's what's going to take in the long run, is the people standing up for law and order, people standing up for the police, you know, because 90% of the police are good people that are just trying to help the community, you know, and standing up to the fact that, it's just a couple of bad apples in the barrel, you know, or at least changing it so that you get rid of the bad apples that are in the barrel. You know, it's interesting that these people want the protection of the police only in their instances, and everybody else,
right,
you know, gets the big goose egg finger, you know. So, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if it was you that mentioned it, or if I saw it on social media that maybe you did mention it on the show too, that they were having a rally to defund the police, but then they wanted to have police there to protect them.
Yeah, it's crazy. The cop was having a good time with it. He's like, yeah, okay, so you guys want to defund us, and then you call us for protection at the same time to protect you from the rally to defund us. I mean, that's just insane. That's just stupid.
It's beyond insane.
That's how these people are. True. But like I say, I think that, you know, what's happening here is that what's going to turn the tide is more informed people getting off the mainstream media, getting off of the pablum that's being pushed out there by idiots like Don Lemon and Rachel Maddow. And I mean, Pelosi's trying to push another Russia conspiracy that Trump now, again, is, Russia must have something on Trump. You know, all of this is a bunch of hoaxes. And I think it's because these guys are absolutely desperate because they know that they're probably going to be under prosecution or indictment here pretty soon.
And I think a lot of people are starting to come over to the other side, if you want to use those terms, because like the Black Lives Matter thing, they're attacking their own people. They're destroying their own communities,
their own businesses.
Everything. And those people that's happening to is going, hey, wait a minute, what the heck's going on here? And so their eyes are coming more open to it and realizing, hey, we have, you know, what we've been told isn't exactly how this is working, you know. And with that, we need to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
There's times your old stubborn pride don't back down so easily. And you got no choice but to let your voice be heard and hold your ground. And that's the point that he'll get the point and he'll probably back down. But if he bows up and steps across that line, you gotta whoop a man's ass sometimes.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. A Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to
me. Yeah, I like that song a lot. It still reminds me of LaVoy. Yeah. Listen, I got something for you to do before I get to our caller here.
Oh, wait,
hold
we
on.
Got something else going on. Oh, maybe it's me. Hey, sorry. I don't know where that popped up. Sorry, guys.
Oh, well, there you have it. Stop it. Okay, so I want everybody to try this. This is go to Google, pick any three-digit numbers, and then hit add new cases and hit search. If it doesn't matter what number you put in, go to Google, and no matter what number you put in, you'll come up with COVID-19 updates and new cases in that number. It doesn't matter what number you put in. You could put in 2,000, and it'll still come up 2,000 new cases. And 2,000 new cases. Announces Los Angeles, 2,000 more new cases. But try three any sets of digit numbers. And the reason I'm pointing this out is to illustrate the fact that they've rigged this to the point of stupidity.
It doesn't work on mine, but it wasn't Google I was going
to. Go to Google.
Like,
go to Google.
I don't use Google, so give me a minute.
So just type in, 383 new cases and see what comes up. Every single time, it will come up with COVID-19 crap. I posted this thing on Facebook from Arizona, and this is a chart that shows that Americans have come to expect the hysteria from the left and mainstream media over the COVID-19 outbreak. Yet again, some Arizona facts that you may not have seen from the local media. Okay, so first, Arizona saw a near record day yesterday of COVID-19 discharges from the hospital. So there might be a lot of people that get the cases, but nobody's dying, and they're all getting discharged from the hospital.
Well, yeah, they don't report any of the, or very little of the discharges and the people that get better and the overall goodness side of it, if you want to term it that way. You know, the positive things that are coming out with it, they don't post that or let people know any of that.
So I typed in 546 new cases, and I got 540. Utah reports 546 new coronavirus cases. Do any three numbers you want. It could be, I'll do 586 new cases. Utah breaks daily record with 586 COVID-19 cases. So if you're not thinking that they've massaged the algorithms to reflect stupidity as opposed to reality, then this isn't a plandemic, is it? Is this a scamdemic? I think so.
Well, yeah, it's pretty obvious that. With that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I just want to thank you for your two guests with Richard and your friend Dan in Arizona. I've been having an episodic thing I want to ask any of your listeners. This past, I guess, week, I've been having my computer just suddenly go to black, shut down, and it's not because of wind, rain, storms, or PG&E fires. It's just completely being shut down, so I have to reboot, start over. It just happened to me right after the Wisconsin sheriff addressing...
Have you checked your virus software?
I have a service plan, and I'll check again, but I just wasn't sure. I was hoping to put in the chat room before the big blackout here on the issue with the vaccine at our public health, Ewert and Ramston. I don't know if I want to call it mesmerizing or brainwashing or what to really call it, but tell you what, when these this is from Catherine Austin Fitz, by the way, which I'm sure, Mark, you and...
Yeah, she had some. A lot of things came out this last couple of weeks between her and Mark Skidmore up there on the. They're saying that the debt is actually up to 90 something trillion dollars on the money they've been printing, and that nobody seems to know where it went.
Yeah, gee, I don't know. Ask Elon Musk what they're doing up in SpaceX. I don't know. Here's what Catherine Fitz. She had somebody named Thomas Greco. Real quick, was talking about the vaccine push that we're seeing. Heavy metal poisoning is not medicine. It's not. Whatever they're putting in these injections or what they plan to put in this COVID warp speed one, I'm sorry, heavy metal poisoning is not medicine. Number two, tracking components in these vaccines, that's not medicine either. Point three, injectable credit cards, that's not medicine. Four, injectable brain tracking interference, with the 5G and all the rest. There's something going on with this nanotechnology. I'm researching as much as I can. And here's what, legal and financial immunity is not human immunity from a disease. They just want immunity from these corporations and big pharma. That's the immunity they're going for, not our bodies.
Yeah, they don't really care about our bodies. They care about making sure that we take the vaccines. And
just take the poison and move along, little
and
boy.
You're on to something, Lori. I've been doing a little research on the nanotechnology, too. They got the capabilities now to inject you with micro technology that can do some things and track you and all kinds of weird crap. And would these guys do stuff like that? Yeah. I mean, who at this point do you think these guys are good people? I mean, evil comes to mind in my opinion. That's what we're dealing with, and people better wake up to the fact we're dealing with a bunch of evil SOBs. I mean, like honey bees is what I'm saying.
Well, thank you for affirming that, because COVID-19 has no accountability at all for whatever vaccine they put through because of this warp speed. There's no animal studies. Phase one already has disastrous
But Lori, before you run down the rabbit holes here, I want to just give you a little something here. What they're doing also is leaking out a ton of stories to make you afraid and fearful of everything. And you got to be careful which rabbit holes you're running down, because what we've got to do is unite here at the local level and get rid of these guys that are in power and work our way up the chain. So it's hard not to get distracted by a lot of different stuff. And you do some great research. Don't get me wrong. I'm not jump on the wagon to disparage anything you're saying or doing. As much as I'm saying, we got to be careful that we don't take. I mean, I'm looking at the headline. If you guys, I'll post it on the website here. Godzilla dust storm hurls towards the United States. This is from 3 days ago, and you know, a vast cloud of Sahara dust is blanketing the Caribbean as it heads to the United States with size and concentration that experts haven't seen in a half a century. It's the hazardous. So all I'm saying is that these guys are putting out stories to make us chase the rabbits and be afraid. You with me?
Yeah. Tell you what, my dear. The rabbits in town right now are the public health officials unelected that keep showing up at our board, and those are the people I'm preparing for all the time. It takes some time to prepare 3 minutes. Or not, or email it. My point is, we've got to address it local, and I don't like what I'm hearing by Ewert and Ramstrom, because they're taking from public health, HHS, and there's no accountability, no animal studies. We're being ramrodded. I don't want one thing even before COVID hit.
We
let
are,
alone
yeah.
what's happening now. That's my point.
We are on the same team, Lori. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Right, thanks for calling in, Lori. We appreciate it.
All right. We got about.
My take is, anytime the government or government official or whoever says that we have to have this, I don't think so.
I don't trust them.
Yeah, I just don't trust them. Let's just go back to the basics as far as that goes. You know what I mean? As far as your health and taking care of yourself and living. And not be on the take or, you know, under their thumb, so to speak, in any way.
Well, we've got about 4 minutes, and we still have Dan on the line, I think. So, Dan, you got about 3 minutes, and, you know, put out there anything that you think you can do, how to get a hold of you, your podcast.
Let us know what your podcast is.
Well, first of all, I saw that headline of the storm's coming, and we already got our masks on, so that's good. But in Arizona, we've already got those haboobs. So we've got huge dust storms down here already, so we're not afraid of that. But, hey, my podcast is on iTunes, Spotify, all platforms. It's called Modern Cowboy. Just put it in the search bar. Check it out. You can check out our website at moderncowboy.global. We have apparel, we have a nutritional line. We have the Cowboy Whey protein. We've got a testosterone booster called Stampede, and we got some topical CBD right now. Just check out the podcast. If you like it, leave us a review on one of your favorite platforms. We'd love to have it after we get rid of this review I've got on there that says I don't like our president.
Hey,
I have to ask one question before you get off the line. You said you're a chiropractor on horses.
Well, I was a human chiropractor.
As well.
So as well.
I was just curious what made you start doing horses.
Well, there became a high demand for it when I first got into practice back in the, you know, late 80s. And it's a huge, huge industry now in terms of part of the therapy to do with horses. But, yeah, people just started. There was guys that used to manipulate horses, and it worked. And so people saw that it worked, and there was a need there. So
awesome.
I decided to just help fill that need. And I've worked on everything from cattle to dogs, everything back then. But
wow.
That's interesting.
Hey, can you post your information for Spotify on my Facebook page?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, go ahead and just post the link there, and then I'll spread it out because I got a lot of friends on Twitter and Facebook and everything, and I'll spread it around for you.
And with that, I think we're down to about a minute. We appreciate you calling in, Dan, and hopefully we can have you back sometime.
Absolutely, and then we'll get you scheduled too for episode of the podcast, Mark.
You know how to get a hold of me.
Yep, you bet.
Thanks, Dan. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, guys.
You bet.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I guess it's the end of the show. Remember,
it is.
Amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Have a great week and be safe out there, everybody.
Working with my hands.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.